How awesome is the Word of God. How wonderful it is to stand here and talk to a people who are people of the Word. A people who believe that this Word has come to us from God. Matthew says, one day, Jesus said to His disciples, "This is what the kingdom of God is like." And you say, "What, Lord? Show us." Then the door was locked. "I do not know you." There are going to be some people who are going to say, "Lord, Lord," who will go to church on Sunday, but they have no oil for their lamp. It's the state of grace. He's telling us to live in the state of grace. Now let's look at those people who cannot. Supposing there's somebody who just cannot. "I can't do it." They're living with somebody else's spouse. They're cursing. They're addicted to something, drugs or alcohol. And that's all you hear is, "I can't. I can't stop." I don't know why. Maybe as a child they were abused. They have an addiction to masturbation, involved in artificial birth control, or even murder, abortion. To them first, I say, all you have to do is say, "God, help me." If you find yourself in that way, that you're actually living in mortal sin, that you're involved in one of the commandments of God, missing Mass, stealing, lust in your thoughts, or carried out, then cry out, "Jesus, help me." There's no one that He won't help. Don't give up. That's all I can say to you, is don't give up. If you call on His name, you are saved. Now, for the rest of us who fail and slip, don't let a day go by in that serious sin. Get out of it immediately. You do not know the day nor the hour. I can just see God in heaven saying, "Boy, I gotta get Payne Stewart up here. It's his time, but he's so healthy, and you know it's not easy to get that soul out of the body. They just cling together. It has to take a terrible jolt, or many months of cancer, or what's worse, the many years of old age. And finally the body lets that soul go, but it's hard. His day came and His hour." God said, "Oh yes, I know how I'll do it." He's going to be in that Learjet today. It was His time. Healthy and wealthy and popular, but it was His day. Think about those that made it on that flight to Egypt. "I don't know how we did it. The passport just got in here in time, and we got our tickets, and we're going to make it. We're going to be in Egypt." It was their day. And you don't know when your day is. Now, us who are older, 50, 60, 70 years, we know it's very, very close. Let me talk to you altar boys, to you teenagers. You don't know. The moment you were conceived, God knew the exact day He was going to call you home. For a lot of people, there's something congenital. It's the moment you're born, there's an aneurysm there. And it's going to burst. And you're going to be before God.
In today's scripture, he calls it midnight. We don't know when it's going to be. But he tells us to be ready. Don't take a breath in mortal sin. Let's not talk about mortal sin. Let's just talk about temper, anger, yelling at the kids again. The moment he convicts you, say, God, I'm sorry. Turn to the children and say, I'm sorry. Mom's not perfect. Dad's not perfect. I should have never done that. That driver cut in front of us. I shouldn't have done that. Do you know when he said, I do not know you? Of course he doesn't know us. Granted, we were made in the image of God, but that image was destroyed. We're strangers to God. There's one that he knows. The Father and the Son with the Holy Spirit are one. And when Jesus Christ is in you, that's whom he recognizes and welcomes into his kingdom. If Jesus is not here, I do not know you. Now you've prepared yourself and you're going to come and receive the Eucharist. Behold the bridegroom. Come and meet him, and you will come and you will meet him because you've prepared yourself, and he's going to be with you actually in his body. His soul and divinity will be in you for 15 minutes. But His grace and His power and His Spirit remains in you until you turn your back on Him and choose temper and anger and upset. And the moment you do it and you're convicted, because when you do it, you don't even think about it. But the moment you do it, say, God, I'm sorry. Come back into my life. I repent. I'm going to confession. The first moment I get a chance, don't breathe one breath out of the state of grace. Walk with God. You neither know the day nor the hour. And when Jesus said, today is the day of salvation, if there's somebody that keeps putting it off, you know, a good way to know that you're getting ready is there something right now, supposing the Lord takes you now at this Mass, is there something you should have done? Let's just look at it temporarily. Something in time. Oh, the will. Yeah, I didn't get that will taken care of. I don't have somebody to take care of the children. I wanted to take care of that. My mother, she wouldn't leave the house if it was immaculate. Because what if something happened and the ambulance had to come and maybe I won't come back and somebody's going to come and get my things and find the house dirty? She would never let us leave with dirty underwear. What if there was an accident and you had to go to the hospital and they found out that my kid had dirty underwear? She was always ready for that day when it came. Are you ready? Do you have that mentality that you get everything ready? Have you got everything ready? The will is up to date and everything is arranged and everything is prepared, because you don't know the day or the hour. Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Put Jesus Christ into your heart. Invite Him. Tear that wall down and open up the door that we are waiting for on Christmas Eve, that Jesus will walk in and stay with us today in every day of our life. Because you're people of the Word. And if He said, this is the way it is, then that's the way it's going to be. And it's so simple to live in the state of grace. You choose it. You say, I'm sorry. Jesus, come. Be with me. He's in you and He works through you. For example, supposing somebody came late for Mass or just walked in and you looked up. Well, they're going to wait during the sermon. They won't come during the sermon, or they won't come during the consecration. But they come up and you look. Ask yourself, what are your thoughts when you see that person? Or just the person sitting in front of you. I wonder if she shampooed today. Looks kind of messy. Wow, look at that beautiful head of hair. That's a beautiful woman. What are your thoughts beyond the physical now? Can you look at that person walking down that aisle, sitting in front of you, and do you say, my God, I love that person? I don't know him very much. I know their name. I didn't even know why I love him, but I just love that person. And of course, the person on your right and left, you're always talking in your heart about the love. Some of you have learned to communicate and say it. Te amo. I love you. Jesus is in you. That's Jesus talking. And somebody cuts in front of you in traffic. You know Jesus is there. When he says, go ahead, brother. Hurry up. Get to the hospital. Hope your mother has a beautiful baby. Or is it cursing and upset, anger? You know if Jesus is there. Get him there. And begin to think like Jesus. First of all, thoughts of love. Yeah, I love that woman. She is so good. Well, what'd she do for you? No, she doesn't bake cookies. She doesn't, I don't know what she does, but she just... There's a love in your heart. If it's not there, we shouldn't even go on any further. You don't have oil. You've already burned up your oil. You better get it. Quit looking at the way people are dressed, the way they run their lives, judging, the way they treat you. The only thing you have to do is, my God, I love that person. Come on into my kingdom. I recognize you. That's my love. That's my son in you, Jesus. It's so simple. There might be a few of you that remember how the old pumps used to work. You'd go up to a pump and start pumping it. You wouldn't get any water. What would you have to do? Somebody's as old as I. Prime it. If you don't know what it means, you had to put water into it to get the water out. You have to prime it to get that love there. You got to make that decision, and then you got to start thinking it, and then you got to start saying it. And it happens in a family. It happens. The suspicion is gone. The resentment is gone. The envy is gone. You say, my God, I love you. And then you count all the ways that you love, that you serve, that you appreciate. Once you prime it, it's there. You will never hear the words, I do not know you. But come, receive my Father's kingdom.